It's Weekend Edition here on your home for the classics and NPR News, 90.1 WABE. I'm Jim Burris. The way they tell it, six friends at Georgia Tech a few years ago just picked up some bluegrass instruments, started to jam, wrote some songs, played some gigs. Then last summer, they made headlines when the Grammy-nominated Mumford & Sons stumbled into a restaurant they were playing here in Atlanta. Now the band Seven Handle Circus has out their first official release. Recently, I sat down with members Sean Spencer and Colin Benson to talk about how they got to this point. I asked them what that impromptu jam session with Mumford & Sons has since meant for the band.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing about that was it was really, really just encouraging for these, you know, famous artists to look at us and say, well, what y'all are doing is really great. And that really, you know, had a turning point in our band. You know, we looked at each other and said, oh, you know, we can really do this. This is real. This is something we're really good at.
Well, now, I understand that's not the only big name that you all shared the spotlight with. I read on your website you got hooked up with rappers T-Pain and Young Jock.
Yeah, we did. We did a couple shows. We opened for Young Jock and T-Pain. T-Pain was at the Georgia Tech homecoming concert. Rappers are fun to play with because the audience does not expect us what we're doing.
At
you
all.
Know, it's bluegrass, but we're a very modern bluegrass band. We tend to have you know, the energy of rap, of modern music, and we actually throw in rap songs pretty frequently. Definitely some fun shows to play.
On this album?
Not on the album. Okay. Not on the album. No rap on this
that's
record.
It's a live treat only.
So when you all opened for Young Jock, was the audience, you know, pretty cool?
Yeah,
they embrace
absolutely.
You?
Oh, yeah, they love it.
I'm curious, what's it like for 20-somethings in a bluegrass band? I mean, what does your audience look like?
I think we have two very distinct audiences, and one's very much students, college students, and one is like older, like 40, you know, 40 to 50, mm-hmm. which is strange, and I don't know why there's nothing in the middle.
Yeah,
but
that seems to be the case.
Talk about your sound. I mean, listening, it is decidedly bluegrass, but we're not talking kind of old school Bill Monroe or Ralph Stanley. So how do you all describe your sound?
I think we'd say that we use bluegrass elements to make modern music, as modern as we can.
We definitely have a lot of rock elements going on. You know, we've got the drum set and the electric bass, and that adds a lot of energy and even another layer of rhythm that bluegrass may not have. My whiskey still.
Y'all talk about whiskey stills and sleeping pills. Now, are these lyrics of personal experience?
I'd say it's an exaggerated experience.
It's definitely for imagery, but
for sure.
But we definitely have, in the course of you know, playing some festivals and stuff, met some moonshiners. Definitely, the feel I get, you know, when I listen to it and we're playing these songs, is that it's very much about the journey of figuring out what you're about. A lot of people, including myself, throughout their college years, are really trying to figure out what, you know, what's going on in their heads and in their lives. It's frightening to think that we are spinning towards infinity, and treasure's
just a fantasy invented in a desperate dream. This album, you're actually not, as I understand, selling it, but you're giving it away for free and then asking for donations, kind of the freemium model.
Mm-hmm.
How is that working?
Oh, it's working great.
It's pretty well.
Better than expected, even. People are paying more. Not everyone's paying, but people that are paying more than we would have charged.
Really?
Yeah. So it's great.
Yeah, and even the people who don't, you know, pay for it are still getting in listening. And so that's a win-win.
That's Sean Spencer and Colin Benson of the Atlanta band Seven Handle Circus. They're playing the Buckhead Theater on March 3rd. Their first release, Whiskey Stills and Sleeping Pills, is available on iTunes and Spotify. We'll be right back.
started thinking that the man who made the treasure map never sat there wishing he could sit there and the treasure would be his. But now it is. Driving through the roundabout.